And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. It's God's will and my sincere prayer for you that this new year should be your very best to date, that you rise higher, you go further, and you shine brighter in every aspect of your life. But beloved, as we've discovered over the past few weeks, our next level comes with a price. Before God can exalt you and I, we must first die to self. Secondly, we must be obedient to God. Thirdly, we must be broken and contrite of heart. And fourthly, like we began to discuss last week, we must be humble. James 4:10 says, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." Humble yourself before God, and He will lift you up. Guaranteed, He will change your level. Now be blessed, my friend, as you listen to today's segment of the message, New Anointing for New Levels in the new year. Listen to this. If you are too full of yourself, God cannot fill you with His anointing. Look at it. Okay, if I have a cup, as already, which one of us will come to the kitchen or dining and see a cup that is full, and in your right senses you'll be poor more? Will you do that? So even if we're in a wonderful service like this, today we will repent, everybody. Even if we're in a wonderful service like this, and Holy Ghost is hovering over us, Holy Ghost is ready to pour the new anointing. But he gets on a person and see they are so full of themselves. Say, well, it doesn't make sense because it's a waste. If you pour something in something that's already full, it is a waste. And God is not a waster. God will go and wait until the person has emptied themselves of their pride. The Bible says in Luke 1:53 that God fills the hungry with good things, those that are hungry, empty. But the rich He has sent away empty. So if you are full of yourself, God will say, well, sorry, the new level is not for you. So today we have to empty ourselves. If you want more of God, you must be willing to have less of you. John the Baptist said, I must decrease. Humility is not a grace, it's a decision. He said, I must decrease. And so that He can what? Increase. And I tell you the honest to goodness truth, if we really soul search ourselves, we all have a degree of pride. When God began to open me up to myself, people, one of the things people like to say a lot about me, oh, you are so humble. I say humble, humility as defined by men is different from the way God defined it. When God opened me up to myself, I say, God, just have mercy on me. So we have to decrease. And another meaning that you are decreasing means you submit under authority. I remember a couple of years ago when the Lord was launching me into this new phase of my life and ministry. Different points in your life, God will say, okay, you are ready for the next level. So I got to that point and the Lord said, daughter, I'm about to move you to the next level. However, understand that I can only elevate you the degree to which you are submitted to your husband. He said, now you're going to begin to minister outside DIC. If pastors say you are not going to that ministration, say, yes, darling. You see, in 21st century, we don't call them Lord like Sarah. We call them darling or baby or some other names I won't tell you right now. And God tested me quite a number of times. I would have some engagements and my husband would say, no, dear, this one, you are not going. And I won't have an attitude. I won't do silent treatment. For real, I would just smile. It's okay. Because God told me, okay, if I go, if I say no,
Who are you to tell me not to go? Hey, okay, you go now. You don't want me to go. You're shy, you don't want me to say. And I go. God told me you will be naked. And when somebody is naked, they are put to shame. So what is the point going when I have nothing to offer? My husband is not backing me. God is not backing me. Where am I going? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? And I said, Father, I'm cool with that. Part of humility is that you bring yourself under authority. You see, people of God, when God calls you and gives you a prophecy, you are going to be great, you are going to be this, you are going to be that. You need to understand that the first thing he gives you after those powerful prophetic words have gone forth is not a throne for you to sit down on. He gives you a towel for you to begin to serve. I will say that again. When God calls you or he gives a powerful prophecy over your life, he doesn't give you a throne to sit on. He gives you a towel to serve with. Many of us, we hear, the Lord say you are going to have a great ministry. The Lord say you are going to have a powerful business. The Lord say you are going to do this, and they will hear your name and you'll be great. And as the prophecy is coming, we'll be swelling. Wow, me, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. And then we get this, we look at other people for the look. I'm not ordinary the way you're looking at me. God doesn't give you a throne. He gives you now begin to serve. Mark chapter 10, we see the story. God had told the disciples so many things. And John and his brother went to Jesus and said, okay, now that you have given us all these promises, we want a throne. Give us a throne to sit down. One on your right, one on your left. And Jesus said, no. The way to greatness is serving. If you want this throne and you want all these prophecies to be fulfilled in your life, you need to be the slave of all. You need to be the slave of all. You need to be somebody's servant. You need to bring yourself under the authority that I give you. And that's why we see somebody like Elisha. The Bible says God said he was the minister. He poured water on the feet of Elijah. Do you think it's fasting and praying that qualified Elisha for double portion anointing? No, it was his humble service to Elijah. That was what qualified him. Out of all the sons of the prophet, that was why he was the only one that qualified for that double portion anointing. If you want to qualify for certain anointings that God has in store for you, who has God placed you under? Serve the person very well. Jesus said they will not give you your own until you have first served somebody else. He said when you are faithful with another man's thing, then God will give you your own. I don't care how powerful the prophecy is. Humility is the way to get there. Humbly serving under somebody. God will never anoint you above the level of your submission. It's the degree to which you are submitted is the degree to which you will be exalted. Hallelujah. Same thing for Joshua. When the Bible recalls God commissioning Joshua, God called him Moses' minister. So God doesn't recognize you as a very good keyboard player, as a very powerful orator, preacher, as a very good singer. If God is going to describe Evangelist Tokpe, he will say, my daughter Tokpe that serves her husband. We all get hyped up on the gifts we have. Gift is nothing. If God could use a donkey, so if he's using you, what's the big deal? The things that matter to him are these prices I have said. You know, and I'm going to close on this. The Lord told me, and he shook me. And he now confirmed it with a vision I heard a man of God had. And that one really instilled humility in me. And all of us that are ministers, you know, ministers of the gospel, it will humble us as well. Do you know, God told me, he said, daughter, I don't reward results. I reward obedience. You know why? Because you have nothing to do with the results. Then he broke it down. He said, in the human eye, we will look at someone like Benny Hinn, Billy Graham, Papa Oyedepo, Papa Adeboye, commanding millions of people. And our own human mind will say, their reward surely must be greater than the reward of maybe somebody that God called to serve in a little country church. But God told me, He gives people different abilities and different graces. He doesn't reward people for the grace He gave. What He rewards is the obedience. The extent to which you have humbled and submitted yourself. Therefore, a man of God had a revelation. And he was caught up to heaven. And in that revelation, he saw one man sitting on a throne. One of the thrones, not God. Just because, you know, you and I, we have thrones. Our Father has thrones for us in heaven. So this guy was sitting on the throne, and he was many jewels, was decked with many jewels. And the man of God, having the vision, told the angel, surely, this must have been some great general of faith. The angel said, no. He was actually a homeless bum that died a few moments ago. He said, you are kidding me. So how come? He said, well, he said, okay. He said, how many souls did this one win? So the angel said, he won two souls. Only two souls, and he got this kind of reward. Then he said, that's the number of people God sent him to. He was obedient. He did what God told him to do. And he got the full reward. And from that time, I have made it my mind. I don't care if God sent me to preach 10 to 10 people or to 10,000. As long as in that moment, I am doing what my Father said to do, it's okay with me. I don't reward results. I reward obedience, because He says, I am the one responsible for results. So why would I reward you for what I myself am responsible for? But the thing we are responsible for is the level of our submission to God.
Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise reports at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.